We all know that getting kids involved in chores can feel super daunting, but today I'm going to share with you some simple tips to help your kids become chore champions and help out around the house. There, welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast, where we're chatting all about chores. I know it's one of those things that we really want to have in place, but sometimes it feels like a mountain that we're not ready to climb in the chaos and the mix of, you know, our busy lives. But it's really one of those foundational skills that we want to teach our kids, because y'all know we don't want to be trying to teach it to them when they're older, or heaven forbid, when they have a spouse, you're like wishing that that was kind of something you worked on. But not to mention, it is challenging to run a house these days, and it's not all up to you. So we have to have an approach, a collaborative approach that really shows our family that we're all part of a family and we need to participate. But I know when you're in the midst of these crazy weeks that we're in right now, that that is just something that seems like a lot of work to implement, especially if you've never done it before. So I'm going to give you a couple simple tips for getting your kids involved around the house. And if you want more of these tips, you want a little more in-depth training, this month in the Moms Get Shit Done Club, there's not only a really great offer right now because I've lowered my price, but I'm going to be talking all about this in the club. It's how we get kids involved in chores, and a chore system for your family and all those kinds of things. So make sure you check out info on the club in the show notes below. Okay, so our very first tip on how to make your kids chore champions, some simple tips for getting kids involved in chores. The very first thing is you want to be collaborative. So we're doing this together. At our house, it's kind of like we pick a time. We'll get to that part later, but understanding that it's not just me sitting back watching them do things, or we're making them be like workhorses. We come at it at an approach at like, this is a family. We're all part of a family. We all have things we need to take care of. And when it's collaborative, it makes it seem like we're sharing the workload. That kind of conversation is important because it doesn't come at it with, you need to do this and you need to do that. So I say to my kids, okay, it's time to do chores. You know, we're all part of a family. We all have to do our part to make the house move forward for the week ahead. So this is going to be what you're going to do for chores. And then we'll get into that part later. But having that kind of conversation and approach can be super helpful and disarming for kids too. The next tip for chores is offering choice. So I really come at it and I look at what needs to be done. And I have a conversation with my kids and say like, okay, well, what would you like to do? What would you like to do? So that really does allow them to feel a little bit more in control of the situation. Also, maybe I offer choice around timing, like, oh, you're playing your game now. Would you like to stop your game and do your chore, or would you like to do it when it's over? Or do you want to do it now and hope you can get it done quicker and have a little more time for your game? So having that kind of choice allows them to be a little more in control of the situation, which again is allowing them to be a little more willing and putting it in their court. Now, in conjunction with that, you want to make sure that the demands you're giving them are manageable for their age, their skill level, but also their capacity. So I talk a lot about this with us moms, like making sure that we're realistic with the demands that we set on ourselves. Like, are we actually able to get that done today based on like how tired we are and what else we have going on and how much time is left in the day? So you want to consider that for your kids. And I also say, you know, there's literally a chore that every kid can do at every level. I mean, maybe not your little babies, but my daughter and my son who's three, he can put forks and spoons away in the drawer, and he can pick up certain toys off the floor, or he can take his pile of clothes that I give him and put them in his drawer. So there are definitely chores that are at the level of each kid. Now, this is a little hack side note that maybe when you're starting this out because you want your kids to buy in, you pick super easy chores like that to put on their list so they feel the win quick and they're ready to keep going with it. So manageable demands to have them buy in and really want to move forward with it is going to be helpful. This next tip leads me into buy-in. And buy-in is really just getting them to participate and feel the value in doing it. It can take a while. I notice it a lot with kids at school, you know, especially if they have difficulty with writing or reading, and it's like, how do you get them to do the thing that feels hard, right? So how do we get them to do the thing that feels hard or not so fun at home? Well, we have to create buy-in, and we do that with incentives, but we also do that with praise. So I'll talk about two things. So one, as your child is doing this demand, this task that's manageable for them, you're going to praise them every step of the way. You're going to say, "Daddy, look, did you see that Johnny was putting away his clothes like I asked him the very first time? Way to go. I'm so proud of you. He's almost done. Look, he's going to finish his chore so fast." Or you're going to say, "Johnny, you listened to me right away when I asked you to do this chore, and now you're done faster, so you're going to get a little bit extra time on your game. Isn't that awesome?" These are ways we get our kids to buy in because they feel good. They feel like they are able to succeed in this demand, and it's really not that much work for them. And we all know as parents that they can do it, so it's important that we celebrate that and they feel like ready to do it. Because you know what? For us too, if we make a meal and our family's like, "Oh my gosh, Mom, this was the best meal ever. I love it. Thank you so much." You're going to feel ready to cook that again another time, right? But if you make slave over a meal and you learn this new recipe and no one even like acknowledges it, doesn't feel so good. You're not as likely to make that meal next time. So these are the little tricks that help us to get our kids to do the things that we need them to do, but that they can do, and have them rise to that expectation. The next thing is incentives, kind of like I was mentioning. So buy-in is more about the praise, and the incentive is the thing you get at the end. So before my kids start their chores, I'm like, "What do you want to work for today?" So, you know, sometimes my older kids now, it's money. We've agreed on an amount that they will get if they finish their chores. And my little kids, it might be showtime, or it might be the thing that they want. So I'll wait till they tell me what they want, and then I'll say, "First, you're going to do some chores," or "You're going to do," and I don't even have to label it those words, right? So whatever you want it to be, but first you're going to do these things, then you're going to get the, I don't know, ice cream or whatever it is that they are looking for. So incentive helps us. We give ourselves incentives, and it helps our kids as well. So decide what that is with them maybe ahead of time, and that way they know what they're working for. And it really does help them to want to like follow through with it so they can get that thing. And the other thing I tend to do is make it a game. And the game is against the timer. Now, if you've ever used a microwave timer as a trick to get shit done in a fast amount of time, then you know what I'm talking about. But I do this for my kids. Put on a timer for 20 minutes. That's how long chores are going to take. If you finish quicker, you get that extra amount of time on your game or playing outside. If you don't, then that's okay. It's still a good amount of time, and that's about the amount of capacity and demand they have left. So these little tips and tricks are the things that are going to help support them. Now, I went over this super fast today. But again, I said in the Moms Get Shit Done Club this weekend, I am going to be doing a training on this exact thing. But I'm going to go in depth. I'm going to give you the system. I'm going to help you to get started. I'm going to give you the scripts that are going to help you to get your kids on board with this, because I know how daunting it feels. But we're going to start slow. We're going to have baby steps. And before you know it, you're going to have little people running around helping around the house too. But I think we have to look at it from this frame of mind as well. Like, we as parents are here to teach and train our kids to be functioning adults. And this is not only to help out around our house to just move forward each week. It's actually to train them for the future. We need our kids to have these skills, and it's our job to teach them. So how do we do that? These are simple ways to do that, and I'm going to help you with it. So make sure you check out the info in the club. Like I said, I have a really great promo going on right now. It's my lowest price ever because I am just trying to get as many moms in there and access to this stuff as possible because I know we all need it. And it's on for $11.99 a month, you guys. That's the best price I've ever had. And that means that you can try for a month, cancel it. It doesn't matter. You can get in there for this month. But I guarantee you, once you get in there, the support, the one-on-one support, the group support, the accountability, and all of the material in there, the guided access is really going to blow your mind. And you're going to have so much, support and guidance in there. So go check it out. Link in the button below there in the show notes. But I think you're going to love it. Anyway, I hope you can join me this weekend or catch it on the fly when you can. Again, that's all what the Moms Get Shit Done Club is. You get it when you can get it, when you need it. In and out. I hope you love it. Have a great week ahead. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.